All right, let's talk about pitching a little bit. I mean, I'm concerned with the pitching staff personally. We still don't know who the fifth starter is, and there's so many question marks from two, three, and four. Who do you think is battling for that fourth or fifth spot?
Well, I mean, it's clear no matter what happens, unless there's an injury, that John Main, Mike Pelfrey, and Oliver Perez are going to be the two to four starters in the rotation, no matter how you want to rank them in your personal rankings. Number five is, I want to say it's wide open. There's certainly a number of candidates, but if the organization has its way, John Neese will be the fifth starter, and Fernando Nieve will probably be in the bullpen. Nieve is probably the 1A in terms of the rotation option if it's not Neese, but Nieve should be on the team in some capacity because he's out of options. I think the organization is fearful if they try to send him to the minors, another team will claim him off waivers.
And if Escobar isn't able to pitch in the eighth inning, how's Igarashi looking? I've heard good things about him. He's really competitive, I hear.
Well, Igarashi better be good because really at this point it's looking like there's not going to be another viable eighth inning option that's currently in camp. Kelvin Escobar was the other primary candidate to be the eighth inning person, but he's just throwing every other day on flat ground, and Jerry Manuel's on the record now saying he's probably going to start on the stable list. So they really need Igarashi to be the primary setup man to K-Rod. Now, he did have 37 saves in 2004 with the Yakult Swallows in Japan, and he compared himself to Sasaki, the former Mariners closer from 2001 to 2003. So we'll see as Grapefruit League season now gets going what he is. But, again, the guy with a 93, 94 mile-an-hour fastball. He throws a splitter, that's officially the name of Japanese pitcher's throw, and we'll see what kind of success he has, but they really need him to be the guy. He's got a very good personality, too, a very outgoing. A lot of the times the Japanese pitchers come here culturally or just very reserved, but he seems to be an outgoing guy who's going to be a good teammate.
What about Eddie Koons? I haven't heard much from him since his few appearances he made a few years ago and, what he did in the minors.
Well, I mean, Koons is not—he's in camp, but he's not on the radar at this point. He's going to be in the minor leagues, probably in AAA. Although Terry Collins, the new minor league field coordinator, wants to use Eddie as a starting pitcher, not a reliever. Eddie's exclusively relieved since college at Oregon State, when he was a closer on the national championship team there. So I don't know if Eddie's going to call about that, but they feel like it'll help him refine as a pitcher. So it sounds like Eddie Koons is going to be a starter because he's going to be a starter. Conceivably could be in AA, although probably AAA, and we'll see how it goes. But Eddie Koons is very much off the radar at this point until he reestablishes himself.
Are the Mets thinking about carrying three catchers with Barajas, Blanco, and Santos?
I don't think so, but they do have one bench spot available. As I said, I mean, the four bench spots that are pretty much locked are Henry Blanco as the backup catcher, Gary Matthews as the backup outfielder, so you consider Pagan the starter. Alex Cora, Fernando Tatis. So I think the last bench spot for Catalanato would be a decent chance for that. Chris Carter is an option. Mike Jacobs is an option. Suppose they can consider carrying a third catcher. I don't think it would be Omir Santos because he's only a catcher. I think maybe a guy like Chris Coast, the former Philly, if he has a remarkable spring, would at least be an outside consideration because he could play other positions as well. So would I rule it out? No, but I don't know if it's the most likely scenario. Now, another scenario is that if the fifth starter winner is not on the major league contract, they can wait till game five of the season to purchase this contract, like they did last year with LeVon Hernandez, and at that point, so you could carry a different player on the roster, an extra position player for four games, and so you have to activate the fifth starter. That could be a possibility for Omir Santos, but. Likelihood is Omir Santos goes all the way from the starting catcher at the major league level before Rod Barajas was signed to now probably a backup at AAA because Josh Tolley certainly needs to get the priority in AAA.
Right.
What do you think about Reyes starting the season batting third?
My personal thing is I would just like to see Jose left alone. I mean, he's had so much turmoil over the last several years with the hamstring struggle last year too. I mean, moving to second base early in his career, just before let him do his thing and whatever. But it's only a temporary thing. One, so Carlos Beltran coming back. Jerry Manuel said the intention is to move back to the number one spot. So we're only talking a month and a half. And then really, if you put Jose 1, you put, say, Luis Castillo 2, the lineup, or Cito Pagan 2, the lineup really drops off the face of the earth after the number 4 batter. I mean, you'd probably have, in that lineup, you'd have David Wright 3rd, Jason Bay 4th, or something to that effect. And then after that, you're talking Murphy, Francoeur, Barajas, Castillo, or something like that. So certainly in that kind of lineup, the 5th and 9th spots is underwhelming. So at least putting Reyes 3rd lengthens the lineup, so to speak, a little bit. But that means it's incumbent upon Pagan and Castillo to perform in the number 1, number 2 spot. So Jr. is still out, but it's only temporary, I think, regardless.
One last question. If for whatever reason, and I, as a Mets fan, I hope not, but for whatever reason, let's say the Mets don't get off to a great start, they're under 500 by, say, mid-May, June, is there a short leash on Jerry Manuel or Omar Minaya?
No, I certainly think those guys are on the hot seat. If this team is, taking an arbitrary number, like 10 games under 500 in May, I certainly think Jerry Manuel's in big-time trouble. And I mean, Jerry Manuel's got a little gallows humor, been joking about it during spring training, but certainly there's no shortage of potential managers already brought into the league. I mean, I'm sorry, into the organization. You have Bob Melvin, the former Diamondbacks manager,
Wally Backman's another.
Wally Backman is around now. I would highly doubt that Wally Backman would be named manager in, say, May or June. I mean, they're just bringing him back into affiliated baseball for the first time since the whole debacle with the Diamondbacks several years ago. I think they're going to want to have him establish himself at Brooklyn, just reestablish himself as kind of a stable person before they put him at the major league level. So I think if this were a year from now and Backman already had a year under his belt at Brooklyn, I think certainly he would be a viable candidate. But I think there's other guys who are far more likely. If it weren't Bob Melvin, I'd say Terry Collins would be a viable option in that he's the minor league field coordinator. He used to manage the Astros and the Angels. Now I think they want to keep him in that role, developing the minor leaguers. So I would imagine that won't be the guy. But hey, if you wanted to get nostalgic and kind of ingratiate yourself to fans, which they would need to in a scenario where the team's not doing well, Tim Tuffle's going to be managing Double-A in the organization for a while. Ken Overfeld was a very successful Triple-A manager with the Mets, just won the Caribbean Series with the Dominican team that Fernando Martinez played on. So
right.
Certainly no shortage of options. I mean, that's for Omar Minaya. You typically don't fire GMs in season, but the Mets did fire Steve Phillips in season.
I remember that.
It's certainly not unprecedented, but a year from now when we're talking, if the Mets are a 500 team or under 500 team this year, I would definitely think we would have a different GM at that point.
Great stuff as always, Adam. I really thank you for joining us. Hopefully in the future we can bring you on again, maybe in the middle of the season sometime when the Mets are 20 games above 500 and leading the NL East. That'd be a nice time.
Yeah, we could do it at 500 too.
We could do that. We could do that too. You know, it makes for a better story, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Anytime, guys.
Thanks, right, Adam.
Thank you.